gaming community, and we're really...
Many would say that Bill Gates' technological inventions have made the most profound impact on people's lives in recent decades. He's now working to improve people's lives in other areas. His charitable foundation is at the forefront in fighting deadly diseases and poverty. Gates told an audience at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington Thursday that his philanthropic work is focused on areas that governments cannot cover.
There are things in terms of trying out social programs in innovative ways that government is just, because of the way the job incentives work, they're not going to try out new designs like philanthropy can. And they're not going to have volunteer hours coming in to leverage their resources like philanthropy can.
Gates said charity plays a huge role in America. He noted that universities produce successful professionals who then give financial support to universities. He said privately funded institutions in the United States produce inventions that no government can produce. As an example, he cited the March of Dimes Foundation and its initiative to eradicate polio. The foundation has financed the development of two polio vaccines, an earlier one created by Jonas Salk and a more recent oral vaccine developed by Albert Sabin.
The March of Dimes invented the polio vaccine, you know, the thing that we're using to go out and eradicate, make it the second disease after smallpox. That gets eradicated. This is the oral polio vaccine. That's 10 doses, and this thing costs $1.30, so 13 cents per kid. That was philanthropic money, March of Dimes money, that caused both its predecessor called IPV, which was the Salk shot. This is the Sabin oral. They created those things.
But Gates says philanthropy cannot substitute the government in achieving wider societal improvements in areas such as public health, education, employment, and others.
When you want to give every child in America a good education or make sure they're not starving, that's got to be government, because philanthropy isn't there day in and day out serving the entire population. It's just not of the scale or the design to do that. It's there to try out things, including funding disease research or academic studies to see if something's more effective.
Gates said philanthropy depends on research and innovation in seeking solutions for societal problems. But he said it is the government's role to work for an overall better society. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.